Hey guys, welcome to The Nursing Co-op. I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, our goal is to build your confidence, expand your knowledge, and create a supportive, cooperative community for nurses, one nurse at a time. My name's Ashley. I'm a registered nurse on a mission to empower nurses to build meaningful careers and change nursing culture along the way. In our time together, I hope to share my experiences, provide you with resources, and create a space where you can find your footing as a nurse without judgment. We will unravel nursing topics and make connections with amazing guests to give you all of the tools that you need to build an incredible life and career. I believe that it takes a village to build a strong nurse. We are your village. This is The Nursing Co-op. What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Nursing Co-op. Welcome to another week of Wellness Wednesdays. So we started this last week. This is our second episode in this series, which will just be continuing. You can expect episodes on Mondays and Wednesdays now. Mondays will continue to be specific, more specific nursing content. Wednesdays will be all about our health, wellness, but still related to our lives as nurses. So this week, I want to just throw a quickie little episode at you guys. That's the intention of these episodes. I know that last week's, if you listen to our first ever Wellness Wednesday, it is certainly a longer episode. I told my health story very vulnerably, and it had to end up being a longer episode. So that one is closer to an hour, so digest that as you will, but expect shorter episodes on Wellness Wednesdays moving forward. On that note, let's dive right into this week's topic. So I want to talk about three ways that you can help yourself when you feel paralyzed by stress, anxiety, overwhelm. All of these things can relate to anxiety, and anxiety is one of the most common mental health issues that we see in the United States and around the world. And it's one of the most common things I hear from you guys that you're managing while being nurses, whether that is just pre-shift anxiety, anxiety at work, or just stress. You may refer to it as different things, but a lot of times it comes down to the same response. For some people, it is so overwhelming that it becomes more disordered. For some of us, it's day-to-day stress and overwhelm. But for many people, that level of overwhelm and stress can build up and become paralyzing. So what I'm referring to, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this. I know that I have. I know that it happens fairly frequently to me. Sometimes I get so overwhelmed with all of the things that I need to do, all of the pressure, all of the goals I have, all of the family requirements, everything, little responsibilities. I need to work out. I need to clean the house. I need, like, so much piles up that I end up feeling so overwhelmed that I cannot do anything. I feel like I just completely shut down. I have no motivation to even move. Like, sometimes I can't get out of bed or off the couch because I'm so overwhelmed that I'm then paralyzed. If you've ever experienced this, I want to talk about a few ways that I find can help restart my system, kind of like reset it and snap me out of it. Sometimes these work, sometimes these don't, depends on what's going on. So try them, see if they work for you. These are three things that I have found work for me when I get so overwhelmed to that point where I feel like I can't move forward or I just don't know what the next step is. So if you can relate to that, these three things will hopefully help you this week. So really quickly, let's just talk a little bit about the background about what's going on, the stress response in your body. I'm not going to go into super detailed science about what's going on because I don't think that's going to be helpful for you. But let's just chat really quick about the sympathetic nervous system. So your autonomic nervous system is divided into two branches, your parasympathetic nervous system and your sympathetic nervous system. So your parasympathetic nervous system is responsible for rest and digest, essentially. So it is more your resting state. It's more relaxed. It's when your body is doing all of those kind of repair and restore functions, digestion, all of those things happen when the parasympathetic nervous system is activated. Your sympathetic nervous system is your stress response, essentially. So it is your, you've probably heard, fight or flight response. That's what happens when that system is active. And this serves a really important function. We need a stress response because we need to respond to situations that require that level of attention. So way back in the day, this was running from a tiger or something that was trying to eat you. I don't know what they had back in the day. I'm clearly not a paleontologist. I don't even know if that's the right term, but whatever was chasing after you back in the day trying to kill you, your sympathetic nervous system was really important because it mobilized your energy and cut off systems that didn't need to be running at that time to give you all the energy to run away or fight or freeze. So nowadays, I feel like we have a number of other options that can be referred to in this system because it's not, our lives are not as simple as running away from something that's trying to kill us and resting and digesting. It's not that simple. There's a number of responses that we have to stress. But in our purposes, let's talk about fight, flight, and freeze. I'm not going to go into all of them. You've probably heard fight or flight enough. Today, we're kind of talking about that freeze component. And that's modern day. Especially now, the things that we are responding to, the stressors that we have, are very different. Most of us are not running away from something trying to kill us. Now, as an aside, in nursing, our response is very, very real in our jobs. And it's very functional. There's a reason that you get that endorphin and that adrenaline rush when you're in an emergency because you have to mobilize your energy to respond. We are still dealing with life and death threats as nurses. So that stress is an inevitable part of the job. But let's talk about what happens when you just get so overwhelmed or stressed out or anxious at other situations that you end up freezing. So without response, it feels like you can't do anything. Your sympathetic nervous system is active, so you're in a stress response, but you're so overwhelmed by the emotions and by the thought patterns and everything else that comes along in those moments that you're not able to move. You're not able to move past whatever the situation is. You're not able to use your thought process, your intuition, your troubleshooting to get past the block, whatever stressor you're experiencing. In these moments, a reset can be very powerful. And this is what I have learned to slowly do as I experience these situations more and more. Most of the time, these aren't occurring at work. I can definitely respond when things happen. But in my day-to-day life, sometimes when I'm outside of work, I have so many things that I want to get done on my days off that sometimes I get anxious and overwhelmed to the point that I feel like I can't do anything. So let's talk about three things you can do to kind of reset your system, snap yourself out of it, and move forward. So the three things that work for me: movement, shocking the system, and changing my environment. So number one is movement. It feels impossible to move when you are in that mode, when you're so overwhelmed and so stressed. But moving really changes things. It really starts to change your nervous system. It changes your mindset. It triggers all sorts of different thoughts once you just get out of your own way and move in some way. There are so many ways that you can do this. It doesn't have to be complicated. I'm not saying that you need to go do a workout for an hour or lift weights or whatever. This is as simple as maybe it's just getting outside and walking down the street. Maybe it's just getting up off the couch and walking to the kitchen. Maybe it's dancing, putting on music and dancing. Whatever mode works for you, whatever you feel like you can do right now. I don't care if it's getting on the floor and stretching, playing with your dog, anything. Moving in some way can change your world. So I don't care what method you choose, but move your body in some way. This is true for anxiety in general. All three of these things are true for anxiety or stress in general. If you are feeling stressed and anxious, you don't have to wait to get to that point that you feel frozen. In general, movement can help you move past that anxious state or at least work through it because you're moving through it. When you freeze, it's not overly helpful. The other piece of this that's really cool is that movement tricks your nervous system. So, like I said, back in the day, our sympathetic nervous system was activated when we needed to do things like run away from a bear or a lion. I don't know. We're going to all the animals. Whatever you're running from, that was activated to run away from something. And at some point, that running would end and we escaped and we're okay. And that is when our parasympathetic nervous system can then turn back on, where we can go back to the rest and digest state. So back in the day, we had some signifier that said, okay, now we're done running away. We did our job and now we can calm down. So movement is doing the same thing to your brain. It's tricking you into thinking that you've escaped the threat, whatever it is, the stressor, and now you can calm down. You've moved. So that movement can help trigger your nervous system as well to shift back into a parasympathetic state. So it's really cool because we can kind of trick our brains in that way and go back to the whatever ancient lion, bear, tiger times, whatever I'm referring to it as, and trick our systems into believing that we've escaped the threat and now we can move on. We can go back to our parasympathetic state and relax in some way. I'm not saying that a 10-minute walk down the street is going to just snap you back into a very relaxed state and you're going to be completely zen, but it helps your nervous system move in the right direction. Number two is shock your system. There are a number of ways that you can do this, but essentially what we're doing, it's kind of the same thing. We're kind of shocking our nervous system to trigger that the event is over in some way, or at the very least, we're tricking our brains. So shocking your system, you can do it in a number of ways. This is like a newer technique for me that I've loved and I've really found that it works. So you can choose something that's very, very cold. So ice, really cold water, whatever method works for you with that. You can use sour. I really like using sour or spicy. So even just getting lemons and sucking on a lemon. It sounds funny, but I'll get to it. Or you can use shocking sounds, really loud instruments or banging things together. Sound, taste, and feeling are three ways that you can snap yourself out of it. So essentially what you're doing, you are shocking your system. There's something, some extreme experience. And when you're experiencing that, you can't really think about why you're so anxious or stressed or overwhelmed because you're dealing with whatever that feeling is. The intention is not to actually hurt yourself. So I don't want you to do anything too extreme. My favorite method is literally getting either like an ice cube out of the freezer, or I have like an ice roller in there that I just got on Amazon. And I will roll that on my face, like that can be pretty shocking, or just hold an ice cube. So grab an ice cube out of your freezer and go over the sink so you're not getting water everywhere. Hold it in your hand and just sit. Allow yourself to stay in that state as long as you can. It's going to hurt a little bit. It's not going to feel very comfortable. You're going to want to let go. But your brain is resetting as you're doing it because you can't be thinking about all the things you're worried about while you're also worried about this ice in your hand. Same thing with a very sour, sour taste or something really spicy. It can just shock your system. So this one's just a very random, tangible thing, but it's something that you get up, you do, and then you just move on. Your nervous system can kind of just snap out of it, shock itself out of it. And in the same way that when we went through the movement exercise, that once we're done, we can trick our nervous system into believing that the threat is over. Once you let go of the ice or stop, you know, having the lemon, your nervous system can shift back into a parasympathetic state or at least move in that direction because the threat is done. So both of those, I know they sound kind of funny, but shocking the system can really work. Just because it just snaps you out of it. Your brain can't be holding so much at once. You're worried about the most immediate threat, which in this case is the ice. And then last is changing your environment. Now you can achieve this while doing the first exercise, which was movement. That also changes your environment, so that works too. But if you're feeling so overwhelmed and completely stuck that you can't move forward, sometimes you just need to leave the space that you're in or the place that you're in. So sometimes when I feel so overwhelmed that I get paralyzed, if I'm at home, I need to go somewhere. It can be as simple as making up an errand. It could be just driving down the street, going somewhere else. It can be going somewhere with someone. It can be going for a walk in a park that I haven't been to. So many options. but I need to be out of the space that I'm in. Because the longer you stay in that space where you already felt overwhelmed and anxious, there are so many things in your environment that are triggering you and keeping you in that headspace. So just get out of wherever you are. That can be also just changing rooms if it works that well for you. Sometimes for some people, changing rooms can be enough. For me, I have to get out of wherever I am. If I'm at a restaurant working on doing work or something and I'm feeling overwhelmed there, I have to leave that place. If I'm at home, I have to go somewhere. Sometimes it's, for me, like I said, a drive is the simplest option. Just driving somewhere, listening to music, and no longer thinking about all of the things that were going on in my head. So changing your environment can help change your mindset. Okay, so movement, shocking the system, use ice, lemon, those sorts of things, and changing your environment. And then if you want to just sprinkle on some sprinkles, you know, add some extra zest to this mix, throw in gratitude practice of some sort and do it while you're doing all these things. If you're holding some ice, you can totally try and think about things that you're grateful for. It can be really difficult. So maybe try that during the changing environment and the movement. But gratitude on top of all of these methods that we just talked about is just a little extra spice that can help get you out of that place where you felt frozen, because you can't hold gratitude and anger, anxiety, resentment at the same time. You're focused on what you're grateful for. So sometimes that can help shift your mindset as well. Now, as I keep saying this, I keep talking about mindset and shifting, tricking your nervous system, all this stuff. Anxiety is a lot deeper than that. True generalized anxiety disorder and other anxiety disorders are not so simple as changing your mindset. So I just want to say that as an aside, because I don't want to imply that it's something you could just get over or just snap out of, because that rhetoric was much of my upbringing. So I don't want to put that on you. If you are really experiencing some true anxiety and feeling so overwhelmed, and that this is happening frequently, I truly hope that you are also reaching out to a licensed professional, some sort of therapist that can help you work through those things. I just want to share a few techniques that may be helpful for you in your week, but don't substitute this for actually seeking help. That honestly, if I can do nothing else in this world, I hope that I can help encourage people to seek out therapy, to talk about what's going on and be really open about these things. Because anxiety is no joke. This level of paralysis and feeling like you can't do anything, that is not something you want to be dealing with in your day-to-day life, especially as a nurse. This job's overwhelming enough. So I hope that if you are listening to this and being like, oh yeah, I feel this way all the time, that should be your flag to seek out some extra help. Don't just listen to me. I am not a therapist. So go seek out help in some way. I've talked about this before. I'm not sponsored at all, but BetterHelp is a really cool option because you can do everything virtually if that works for you. You can even just text. You can just have phone calls. You can do video calls, whatever you're comfortable with, but it's just access to a therapist that can be super helpful. So that's my little plug here. I don't want you to try and manage anxiety and high stress all by yourself. You shouldn't have to. And this is Mental Health Month, so let's just keep talking about therapy and taking care of our mental health, because that is the most important thing. You can't do all of this without your mental health. So anyways, just as a reminder, few things that you can do to help kind of reset your system when you feel frozen with anxiety, overwhelm, and stress. Movement in any form, shocking your system, and changing your environment. On top, just sprinkle a whole bunch of gratitude, and that can really help kind of reset the system, shock your nervous system, and move you in the direction that you want to go. And outside of that, seek help in some way. Talk to a therapist. Please, please, please do that for yourself. Your work probably more than likely offers some sort of employee assistance program so that you have access through your insurance to mental health care that can be helpful for you and at an affordable or free price. So check that out, but also try these things this week. And as I said before, All three of these, you can use these just to help kind of snap yourself out of anxiety or just stress spells in general. You don't have to get to the point that you're frozen and feel like you can't move. You can use these things when you start to feel a little funky too. They can be very, very helpful. So keep these in mind. I hope that this episode was helpful, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you so much for spending some time with me and our community in the Nursing Co-op. If you liked this episode and found some value in the content, please share it with any and all of your nursing friends on social media and tag me at Ashley_nursingcoop so that I can thank you personally. That way, we can continue to build this community and change nursing culture for the better. I can't wait to see what we create. I will see you next week, but until then, happy nursing.